This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
It's time for us to talk some sport. Marlo is back, a huge weekend, mate.
Good morning, Yui. Good morning, Coasters. And it was weather was conducive, so we had cricket. I know a lot of the boys were hanging out to get the gear out. Now, Mount Gambier District Cricket, Hoggies Wines Bar, Bashir, because of that cancellation last weekend, we had a 40-over game. Penola, 940, lost to North Sportsman, 651. Millwell, 561, were defeated by South, 783. And East, 124. Tied with West Gambier at 24. Now, a few standouts across the grades. With the bat, 83, Nathan Cole, East in the B grade. 82, David Summerfield, no surprise, regular there. South in the A grade. 79, Andrew Crouch. Well done, Crouchy. You're B grade. He's having a good season, the big fella. 79, not out. Jason Risley, Gambier Central, C grade. Likewise, C grade, Wayne Lawson, 75, Millwell. And 68, Bradley Hand, Millwell in the C grade. And 61, Jack Mullen, Penola in the A grade. Now, with that pill, 7 for 63. And I think that was in the second dig. Steve Just from Tarpena in the C grade. 4 for 10, Ben Geary, South, B grade. 4 for 26, Aidan Thatcher, North in the A grade. 3 for Zip, but no hat trick there. Ben Newton, Klangadoo in the C grade. 3 for 9, Stephen Fisher, North in the C grade. 3 for 6, Chris Vine, Glencoe in the C grade. 3 for 14, Luke Zaddo, South in the B grade. But Toby Grigg, Millwell in the C grade, 3 for 16. Well done, hat trick. And I think that might be the first one in the senior grades this season. Good morning, Millicent, and district cricket, of course. Quick game is a good game. Kingston 1 for 95. Cam Watts 46 not out. Jack Tapfield 28 not out. Defeated Millicent Footballers 88. Craig Watson 3 for 20. Jack Tapfield 3 for 27. Mount Burr 1 on forfeit over Robe. Now, the story was that reigning Brownlow medalist Lachie Neal from the Lions, he's down there holidaying. He trained with the boys, was going to play because Robe was short of numbers, but they couldn't get the numbers. But he's strained to groin apparently, so no doubt still doing a bit of training there, so the Brisbane troop will be happy. Rendlesham 6 for 170, Zach Jones 63, Jake White 48, Max Telfer 33 not out. Defeated Millicent 168, Jackson Cushion 48, Pat Lawler 29, Mike Gibson likewise, Jimmy Thorne 4 for 44, and well done Tyson Smith 4 for 25. Narracourt and District Cricket. Warriors 9 for 170, drew with Padaway 5 for 170. Two draws on the one weekend, there you go. Lucendale 109, defeated by Narracourt 8 for 111. And with the Willow, Kerrin Hicks, a bit stiff, ran out of overs. Kerrin 97 not out for Padaway. Lauren Bald 40 for Warriors, 31 not out. Simon Cox for Warriors, so well done there. And best bowling, 6 for 14, Mike McGurk had a great season with the bat, so he's starting to do it with the ball for Lucendale. 4 for 22, Drew Mile from Narracourt. 2 for Zip, Sam Henschke, Narracourt. And 2 for 14, player of the match, no doubt, Kerrin Hicks from Padaway. Now, Southeast female cricket wound up their season yesterday. And the consolation final, North Sportsman 5 for 77, Meg Beck 30. S. Robertson 2 for 5, defeated Narracourt 2 for 104. S. Robertson 30 not out, and E. Watson 24 not out. Bordertown forfeited to South Gambier as a mark of respect for the 17-year-old girl that sadly lost her life in a motorcycle accident on Saturday at Wolseley. And in the grand finale, Millwell, they're victors in the inaugural season, defeating South. No details available. And wonder if they'll have a mad Monday, Huey.
Who knows?
You never know. You have any excuse to party.
Milo is back to talk some more sport. Good morning again, mate.
Yes, Huey and the girls enjoyed their softball. Mount Gambier version, of course. Concord's White 5 had a titanic struggle, but they got up to defeat Warriors White 3. Pleased there, the girls, no doubt. Only one multi-safe hitter there. Warriors White, Caitlin Bignall with 2. The only other game, Warriors Blue 10. 2 good over Wanderers 3. And for Blue, it was the regular Lana Brueggemann and Simone McDonald with 3 safe hits. And two was Beck White. And well done, Lily Clifford-Finch, holding up the bat there. 2 safe hits for Wanderers. MG Plaster with South East Coast Basketball League during the week. And the round 8 of 15, the last one before Jingle Bells, of course. And in the men, it was Panthers 84. Kyle Tipponi, 25, Big Boy Kurt Rhodes, 15, and Jack Ryan, 12. They defeated Bulldogs Blue, 48, and Matty Black, Good Morning Narra Court, with 19 there. Cougars, 71, Jordan Hollett, 21, Toby DeWitt, 20, and Braden Uzi, 13, defeated Bulldogs Red, 57. Mitch Hunter, 20, Todd Reed, 12. Lucky last in the men, Cats, 91, Cade Bradley, 33, Josh Murphy, 21, and Aiden Schultz, 15. They defeated Roos, 62, Dale Backman, 20, Mark Backman, 15. Special mention, youngster, 14-year-old, Mackay Barron with 9, who's really starting to get in the groove of A-grade basketball. Now, forfeits in the women, Panthers to Bulldogs Roos and Cougars to Saints, and no doubt there's some reasons for that at this time of year. Now, Mount Gambier Cycling, the boys and girls went around yesterday, 20K race. And first, well done, Michael Deathmore. Second and fastest time, Dave Bryant. Third, Nick Kidman. Fourth, Naomi Fetter. And fifth, Bruce McLaughlin. Good morning, Brucey boy. Next Sunday's their last race of the Spring Series, 30Ks Christmas race, Caves Road. Still on cycling. The younger brigade of Mount Gambier Cycling headed to Adelaide for the state titles. And those representatives were Harry Opperman, Neil van der Kerk, under-17s. Emma Van Kirk and Freya Miller, under-13s, and the solo under-11 was Molly Opperman. All riders posted personal bests in the events they competed in. Now, Molly won 3 gold medals, Freya won 2 gold medals, Neil won 1 silver medal, and well done, Emma, picking up 2 bronze medals. Lucky last year, we had Gigi's magnificent day for the Bordertown Cup. A lot of fun up there from the pictures I saw on Facebook. And a roughie got up, Stealthy Lou. Lucas stole a win, and well done, Nicole Brugman, the trainer, ridden by Anna Georgeso. And go girls, $16 a win, $360 a pace, so place, so no doubt made a lot of punters happy.
Maybe
the bookies as well.
Ewan for breakfast, 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast Triple M, and always online at triplem.com.au.